All right, let's do our series today, and we're doing that right now. It's been an interesting series. We started this in August, believe it or not. August 25th, we started this series, and here we are. The detail has been tremendous, and we've generated, let me see here, how many teachings here. I can tell you in a second. On these subjects. And you can find them all. You can find them all on the major website. And we have how many series here? We have 24 teachings right here for you. Wow. 24 teachings on seven evil spirits. All you do is go to the area where it says find out more, hit it. It'll take you to the main website. Then you can go up and do radio archives and then scroll down, and they're all there on demand for you if you want to understand what's going on here from Deuteronomy 7, 1 and 2. We're doing number 6 of the 7 high vibes. These guys are, these spirits are trying to keep you under control in a village. They want to keep limited vision on life. The original name of Eve was involved in this. The out of E came this word Hivites, which means small, and out of that came the word serpent. You know what happened? God said, okay, go ahead, have everything. Here comes a serpent, wants to keep them small and under his control. She falls and fails, and therefore sin enters the world. And what this spirit does is keep limits on vision. When people say, well, you know, churches say we'll never get a new church, we'll never do this, we'll never do that. And that's where this comes from. That spirit gets involved, and they fight over stuff. You know, they fight over stuff. They're fighting all the time over stuff and little things, petty things. I went to a church one time. I've told it many times that the church was running about 400 at the time, and when I got there, about 30 days later, it had about 12. That's right. And what happened was, this 400-member church decided to expand, and they did. And they built a fellowship hall, and they did. And then they got into an argument over the color. Listen to this. The color of the roof tiles. One wanted to match the other part of the buildings, and another one wanted another one, back and forth, and they all walked out. And when I arrived, I walked into an empty building, and I couldn't believe it. I said, wait a minute, this church had 400 a month ago. And they say, yeah, but we don't have any more. They all left. Spent 5 years there. Built it back up for the glory of God. This spirit is trying to keep you in smallness. All right, that's basically, can't do everything, but that's basically what's going on. The spirit wants to keep you in aimless wandering, just wandering around. Deuteronomy 29:4, 1 Corinthians 10:1-7, Colossians 3:5-6. Just kind of wander around here, you know, never accomplishing nothing. Luke 12:13-21. All right, just, you know, keep them always back. All right, that's a little review. It's not everything. Just enough to keep you going. Okay, our first scripture today is Matthew chapter 5, verse 45. Matthew chapter 5, verse 45 says, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. Here you go. For he maketh his sun, as you went, to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. That's called common grace. That's common grace. The sun came up today, and the sun's setting somewhere else, and it rained somewhere, and it didn't rain somewhere, just and unjust. So it's that common grace that God gives, common grace. And the Lord will give that grace to all. But this spirit operates against that grace. Okay, there's a passage of scripture in the book of Malachi, chapter 4, verse 4 through 6. Look at this. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, verse 4, Malachi 4. Behold, this is, remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel. Who? All Israel, with statutes and judgments. Behold, I'll send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And ye shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Now, this is a well-known scripture. There's even songs about it. These are the days of Elijah, days of the coming of the Lord. But I want you to see something here. In verse 6 of Malachi 4, I'm going to read it again. And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. With that in mind, it's telling us that the fathers' hearts are not turned toward the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers. That's happening today all over the place. The family is falling apart. The family unit is just collapsing. Collapsing. Lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. That's God talking. That's what we have today. Rebellion. Keep it small. Keep it tiny. No vision. Rebel against authority. I tell you, one of the worst things that can happen is a child not honoring his parents. Not honoring his parents. Dishonor. You see that all the time. Dishonor, 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 dishonor. Father dishonoring their children and the children dishonoring their fathers. It's horrible. What does it generate? Lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. It's horrendous. That's why we have a lot of this stuff going on, because there's no honor. Honor is everything, folks. Honor is everything. You honor God. You honor his word. You honor everything about the kingdom of God. It's an honor. You honor your parents. You honor those around you. I honor the president of the United States, Joe Biden, I do. I may not like his policy, but he's in that position. I honor Kamala Harris. She's vice president since January 20th. I honor her. I don't like what she does. I don't like her platform, but I honor her because that's what the Bible says. You live in honor, you get honored. That's right. You live in dishonor, you receive dishonor. For whatsoever a person sows, he shall reap. That's what happens. Whatever a person sows, they reap. They reap. So you sow dishonor, guess what you get? Dishonor. If you dishonor your mom and dad, your children dishonor you. Exactly right. You see that all the time in the families. You know, they treat their mom and dad like dirt. And then they wonder why their children are treating them the same way. All right, let's go to Matthew chapter 11. I want you to see something here, okay, about this spirit in operation. Matthew 11, verse 7. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, what went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? Verse 8. But what ye out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in king's houses. 9. But what ye went out to see? Notice the questions? Notice the questions? Question, 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 question. Number 1 in verse 7, what ye went out to wilderness to see? Question 2, a reed shaken with the wind. Question 3, but what you went out to see? Verse 8, Question 4, but what you went out to see. 5, a prophet. 6, yea, I say unto you, more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, and shall prepare thy way before thee. Look at this. Verily I say unto you, or truly, among them that are born of women, there is not seen risen a greater than John the Baptist, notwithstanding he that is least in the kingdom is greater than he. Look at this in 12. In the days of John unto now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and violent take it by force. I'll talk about that in a moment. For all the prophets and the law prophesied unto John. And if ye will receive it, that is Elias, which is to come. He that had ears, let him hear. See, the spirit of Elijah coming. John, spirit of Elijah. And I want you to see something here. Because people forget this. Notice. And from the days of John the Baptist unto now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. The violent take it by force. If you want to just sit back and do absolutely nothing, the enemy will run over you. The enemy will run over you. The kingdom of God is under great violent attack. We see that. And know what you're going to do? You got to stand up for God. You got to stand up for what God says. You got to stand up for the word of God. You got to stand up what is right. You got to go into some spiritual combat. Notice the word spiritual. Spiritual combat. And that's what you have to do. And see, this spirit that we're talking about keeps us small. Well, you know, just be small. Just, no justice. Back to Malachi 4:4. Remember ye the law of my servant. Look at this. Which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments. Judgments, truth, justice. Now, where was the location of this? The desert. Nothing was comfortable. Horeb is a lonely place. A lonely desert. A lonely place, Horeb. And God said, I talked to Moses, gave him the law, and gave him the statutes and judgments. Now, these judgments are important because God is rendering judgments, and it's going to be judgment. And see, back to Matthew 11, verse 7. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John. Look at the question. What went ye out in the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind. Now, a reed is a pen. It's a quill. They made writing instruments from bulrushes, from weeds. And the pen is also the staff writing God's laws. So he said, what have you gone out to see? A pen shaking with the wind? The judgments of God? It's just not, you know, a piece of vegetation moving back and forth like wheat stalks. Wind is the arrival. When wind arrives, you know it's coming. I mean, we just had all these hurricanes. And when the wind arrived outside my house, I knew it was there. By the way, they're saying that another one may come our way in about 10 days. Yay, team. They went out in the wilderness. What have you gone out in the wilderness to see? The arrival, wind shaking the wind, a reed shaking, judgments. Wind has currents. It has trends. It has action. And what was happening here is that they were going out not to see the Spirit at all, but to see John. That's why he said, what are you coming out to see? I mean, what's here? That's why he said that. Why are you going to the wilderness? What are you looking for? People go out to see this guy named John. What were they trying to see? The law shaking in the wind? People who rewrote God's laws, and that's what's happening now. God's laws are being rewritten because it's being rewritten to fix in the current soul thinking. So is thought. See, they want something very pleasant. That's what this spirit does, the Hivite. It makes it very pleasant. Be pleasant. Oh, just, well, don't shake no wind here. Let's be friendly. Let's make it easy. See, look at this, verse 8. But what went ye out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment. Yeah. Behold, they that wear soft raiment or soft clothing live in king's houses. See, nice and soft. By the way, the word soft there, a man clothed in soft raiment, behold, they wear soft clothing. If you look at the word study, it means effeminate. Well, look at that. It means effeminate. What do you want to see? A man clothed in effeminate raiment. Behold, they that wear effeminate clothing are in king's houses. Whoa, huh? What are you going out to see? Men in effeminate clothing? What do you see every day? I mean, it's right there in the scripture if we will just go a little deeper than what normally we think. We think something, you know, man in, you know, soft raiment, you know, not what John wore. But there's more to that than what is visualized here. Effeminate. His spirit loves that. Spirit loves that. 1 Corinthians 6:9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Look at that. Be not deceived. Look at this. Neither fornicators, adulterers, nor effeminate, nor bruisers themselves with mankind. You see? See the word effeminate? Read it again. 1 Corinthians 6:9. But you know not that the righteous, unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Question. Then he says, be not deceived. Here's the list. Fornicators, adulterers, effeminate, abuses themselves with mankind. Then he goes on. But effeminate is kings. Houses. That's what John, he goes out and he's roughshod. Jesus said, what do you think you're going to see? For men in effeminate clothing. And here's the scripture right there. See, it's motivation by what people want to hear. Motivation, that's what this spirit does. Soft raiment is envying. It's envy. Soft raiment is envy. Back to what Jesus said. Life's pleasure is delight. Go after things that are soft and comfortable and soothing and absolutely useless in battle. Useless. useless. Useless in battle. Instead of be armored, instead of have the right clothing on and equipment, is that what we want here? That's why it said, remember, the kingdom of God suffered violence and violent men take it by force. That's what we're talking about here. Soft raiment is to enjoy. Wow, having a great time. We have, everything is wonderful. The spirit that we're talking about loves this. The high vibe spirit loves this. Wow, have a good time. Hey, God, you're not, oh, go away. You're too tough. Now, Eve, let me say something to you. God is holding out on you. He's keeping something from you. Go ahead and find out about it. That's what he does. Go ahead and do that. Go and experiment. Go live like that. Go here. Go there. Have a great big party. That's what this spirit does. Useless in battle. Useless in war. Absolutely. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter number 2. 2 Timothy chapter number 2, verse 3. Look at this. Now, therefore, endure hardness as of a good soldier of Jesus Christ. 4. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet he is not crowned except he strive lawfully. 6. The husbandman that laboreth must first be partaker of the fruits. And then 7. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. The Lord give you understanding in all things. That's what we need. We need understanding in all things. Now, this spirit will absolutely come to you and say, it's too tough to serve a Christian. You ever heard somebody, oh, it's so hard serving Jesus. Oh, it's so tough. Oh, I can't make it. Oh, I'll never make it or never be better. It's just, wow, so hard to serve. Oh, gee whiz. It's easy to serve God. Why? Because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. The way of transgressor is hard and difficult. Not the believer, not you. Not you. The way of the transgressor. So here comes his spirit. And he says, you know, it's too tough to serve God. If I were you, I would go back to the fun you had. And the parties you went to. And will you listen? See, the spirit of Elijah will not be on you if you allow this spirit. You allow this spirit to control you and breathe into you ideas like that. But I want you to see something. Enjoy the fruit of what God has. Verse 6, the husband that labor must be first partake of the fruits, or God is going to bless you. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Wow. More to come. More indeed.